Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hello everybody, my name is Tia Wayman and we are here from BCB 106.6 FM. It's been a while since I've been here with COVID and, well, me having to like get through the rest of school during these like difficult times, but we are back here at BCB, everybody, and what a way to start my like show again by bringing back the topic of International Women's Day. It is on March 8th, and for today's show, we are talking about women in industry and how I feel personally that they are not represented enough, which we will go on to after this song. I feel like today's music should be inspired around empowering women, so what better way to start off this show with Run the World Girls by Beyonce. Enjoy, everybody. That was Run the World Girls by Beyonce. a true icon when it comes to like music in general, and especially for women in music, which takes us swiftly on to our first topic of today's show, women in the music industry. Let's just say I feel like we're highly unrepresented. Sure, we've got some like amazing musicians such as Adele, Beyonce herself obviously, and well, you name it. But I still feel like we're highly unrepresented, and also I feel like the music industry is a little bit prejudiced against women. Because from 2012 to 2018, including from like Grammys, which are the yearly thing, 21.7% of females are actually artists, like Adele, for example. As you can tell, Adele has had a very influential presence across the media as a whole. And 12.3% of females are songwriters in the industry, and a very shocking 2.1% of producers are female in the music industry. Crazy, isn't it? But aside the point, I just wish women could like be like seen more as like individuals in the music industry. Like, did you know that Sylvia Rhone is the only CEO in the music industry, and that is off Sony Epic Records? I think she should definitely be like an idol for who we look up to, because when we think of pop music, we generally think of young females and males, but it feels like males tend to dominate more of the music industry, especially with pop music, because, well, I don't know why. I just feel like music can be quite prejudiced, and I just wish whoever hears this can, like, influence the media to be, like, making sure there's, like, more women in music and in power overall, really. And that brings me into the executive role. Yeah, the figures in women in executive roles are negligible, which is absolutely insane to think of. And it really gets us thinking, why are women not in power? We should have the right to be executive roles or like producers. Since, well, Julie Greenwald is the COO of Warner Atlantic Records, and it's a male that's the CEO. I think women should still be in power through that way. I feel like this is from like what they call the traditional norms at the time, where it's been harder for women to be heard. And overall, I just feel like it should just not be something that we have to experience, especially in 2022, which wraps up this topic for now. And we do have another song coming your way, and this will take me into part two of today's show, which will be like talking about influential women who we look up to in the music industry. So our next song we've got is Independent Women, and this is by Destiny's Child. So enjoy, guys.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on. Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me, if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving, I buy.
Depend on me. All the women doing the pinning. Throw your hands up at me. All the honeys making money. Throw your hands up at me. All of my buds rocking dollars. Throw your hands up at me.
this. Do what I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I'm
And that was Destiny's Child, Independent Women. Random fact, did you know that Beyoncé was actually part of Destiny's Child alongside with Kelly Rowland, and they separated, but together as Destiny's Child, they were just amazing. And this is coming from someone who wasn't really around during the Destiny's Child era, but they are still really influential to this day, especially Beyoncé, because, well, she's seen as the queen bee of, like, music these days. I'm still not entirely sure what that means, but I still think she's very, like, inspirational. And speaking of girl groups, did you know that also Little Mix is one of the most, like, biggest girl group since the Spice Girls? Like, during COVID, they actually won an award for best girl group, which the Spice Girls originally won, but they obviously aren't together anymore, as far as I'm aware. But oh well, let's move swiftly on to our next topic today, and that is inspirational women. So this topic here, I'm just going to be talking about some women who have had, like, a massive influence in terms of, like, the media, and why I firmly believe that you should look up to them as a whole. So the first woman I'm going to be talking about is Aretha Franklin. And if you're not familiar with Aretha Franklin, she is a woman of culture. So she was born in 1942, and she unfortunately passed before COVID hit, so in 2018 she passed away. And she's thought to be known as the Queen of Soul, or the Queen of Music, as this, like, reference says. She kind of, like, opened the doors for women's rights, as, you know, women didn't always have, like, rights. At one point they couldn't vote, and that was not until 1920 when they won the vote, thanks to the works of the suffragettes. And a lot of people, like, really look up to Aretha because, well, as her hit song Respect is, she constantly fought for, like, getting her voice heard. And she's one of those that would constantly fight till the end. And I think within her final moments, she would have fought for her life throughout the end. One of her must-hear songs is Respect, which we will be playing later on in the show. And on to our next woman of inspiration is Tina Turner. And again, Tina Turner is really inspirational in music. And a lot of people, especially if you're from, like, the 50s, 60s, maybe 70s era, you might be more familiar with Tina Turner. So if you're from, like, the modern generation, as some people would like to say, pretty much my age, really. She's titled Queen of Rock and Roll, and one of my personal favourites from her is Proud Mary. Rolling on the river. Yes, that's the one. She actually has a book from 2020 called Happiness Becomes You, A Guide to Changing Your Life for Good. And she's inspired people to never give up and follow their dreams, which I think would be beneficial for a lot of the young people around. And we are going to be talking about one more person, and then we're going to go to another break, and then we'll be talking about some more influential people. So this is going to be Madonna we're talking about. You might best know her songs Like a Virgin, Like a Prayer and Vogue. She shows like a lot of influence because she inspires people to stand up and be a pop star, and she's broken multiple records, and she also came from around a time where women were like heavily like prejudiced against, and she's like done multiple styles, as you might have seen from various music videos of hers. And she's really influential because it's just really gone to show that you can achieve anything if you put your mind to it. So we are going to go for a break here, but after this break we will be talking about some more influential people, well, women in specific. Yeah, we are going to be talking about not just the music industry, but I thought, if we're going to be talking about influential people, why not have Aretha Franklin herself with Respect? Let's go.
Into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
And we are back. And that was Aretha Franklin with RESPCT, Respect. And yeah, you got to have a taste of the soulful music that she produced. So now let's talk about some influential people outside of the music industry. Like, for example, we may look up to the president a bit, like the first vice president, and that was Michelle Obama. I mean, she was just amazing. We have a lot of respect because, well, as you may know, Barack Obama was one of the first male presidents that was of culture, and for her to be in that position of power especially with obviously the segregation that was showed in the 60s. It really goes to show how much time has like advanced over the years. And another influential person is nevertheless the Queen herself, Queen Elizabeth. It's actually been about 70 years since she first became the Queen, and poor Lizzie's had to like go through quite a lot, obviously with the death of her husband last year, which, rest in peace, Philip. A lot of the media are hoping that she can like power through and continue reigning, otherwise we may have to say goodbye to like truly inspirational monarch. And I honestly feel like having a queen for so long is something that we should definitely nod our head to, although obviously the royal family is quite controversial, obviously with Prince Harry and his wife like moving away and stepping down from the royal status. But we've got to have some respect for the Queen. She has reigned for quite a while and she's done a heck of a lot to like bring us all together. And someone else who honestly inspires me as well, they may not be famous, but it's our mothers, especially my mother. She's had to go through so much. Everyone's mums and like, well, female figures that they look up to has had to go through a lot, and they do so much for us. And I honestly think this International Women's Day, you should really like pay some respect for your parents, well, your mother especially, because she's had to go through childbirth, and from the stories that I've heard about childbirth, it's really scary. It's something that people don't think about, and it's obviously painful. And she's always there to like pick you up after everything that you go through, all the stress, all the hormones, which I feel like this next song here is honestly, truly something that makes your mother cry, or it just makes you feel like a lot of respect, and you should really take it easy on your mother. This is Adele's Easy On Me. Please enjoy.
Go easy, help me, baby. I
And that was Adele, Easy On Me. And we are actually running out of time for today. I hope this show has like helped you to realise how underrepresented we are in the music industry and how many influential people there is around. Make sure to show some love for your mothers, your grandparents, well, your grandmothers, any women. And also, don't forget, show love to yourself. If any women are listening, please make sure to feel empowered, because you are worth it and you know your worth. And we are going to end this show with Little Mix, Power. So feel empowered, ladies. And I have been your host, Tia Wayman, and I hope to be back again soon. Goodbye.
Machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire, gasoline when I do it. Uh-huh. Just cause you're packing loop down sound. That don't mean I'm ever gonna take it live now, baby. You're the man. But I got the, I got the power. You make rain. But I make it shower. You should know. I'm the one who's in control. I let you go to the wind. My turn. I make this look easy. Hit it boom like gasoline. If they call me Lamborghini, cause I know just what I'm worth. Flip the 0 to 100, but my body make them stutter. Stop my engine, push the button, cause I'm gonna be coming first. Yeah, I'm a machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire, gasoline when I do it. Bike.